This is Yvette Stalens interviewing Rod Stradling at Horsey Manor on the 22nd of July 2015. Thank you for taking part in Telling Tales, Rod.
You're welcome.
Please tell me when were you born?
I was born in 1951 in Weymouth, Dorset.
And what did your parents do?
My mother was a housekeeper and my father worked at the local hospital as a porter.
Okay, and your working life?
I had school at Weymouth and left when I was 18, went to London to university where I studied chemistry. I studied some more chemistry in the University of Warwick, and then my first job was in Manchester. And 6 years after that, I moved to another job close to Gatwick Airport, and that was working for British Oxygen. They sent me to the United States for 10 years. Then I worked a few more years.
Whereabouts in the States did you go?
I spent 3 years in Boston and 7 years in San Francisco. Mm. So the best of both sides. And came back from the United States, worked at the same company for a while, and then retired at a very early age play music.
How did that come into your life then, folk?
Well, even at primary school, we had the sort of folk dancing that you do at a primary school. On my first day of secondary school, I was sitting in one of those joined up desks that you got back in the 60s, and the young boy beside me said, "What do you do then?" And I said, "Well, nothing. What do you do?" And he said, "I go Morris dancing. Do you want to come?" So I said, "Yeah, all right then." And so I became a Morris man at the age of 11.
Which side were you dancing with?
Wessex, which was at that time was based in Yeovil. So it was a long trip from Weymouth to Yeovil on a weekly basis, but it was fine. His father was the squire, so that meant that he was guaranteed to go every week, so I was pretty well guaranteed to go every week.
Do you remember his name?
John Byfleet was my friend, and Don Byfleet was his father, but of course to me, he was always Mr. Byfleet, because he was my friend's father. So I started Morris dancing with them, and because it was that kind of time, we went to lots of folk dancers as well as part of the Morris event. When I moved to London to university, I joined the local folk dance group and moved to the Bows of London City Morris Men and took up playing the accordion, started singing in folk clubs to begin with, and then eventually became a band, and I haven't stopped playing in bands for dancing since.
So what was your first band called?
North and South.
Okay, and who was in it?
My wife, she was my wife at that time. My wife Frances and my friend Mitch, who played the double bass, Howard Mitchell.
Mm-hmm. And where would you be, you know, performing and playing?
In London, around London.
And clubs, local clubs?
Singing in local clubs, but as soon as we became a dance band, we were booked to play for dance clubs. Mm-hmm. So maybe Saturday night bookings or workshops during the week, perhaps.
Mm. And what about calling?
I've never done that. Well, only when the caller doesn't turn up to a dance do I have to turn my hand to that, but I don't profess to be a caller.
And what sort of dances do you really like to play? I mean, are you a Playford man or...?
Actually, it's the kind of playing that we're doing this week, which is a holiday week at Horsey Manor. Ron Coxall is the caller, and he does a wide range of dances from contras right through to Playford and Playford-style dances. But in addition, for example, today we've just played for a bunch of children who are from Austria and are staying with folks in the local area. So we've been playing barn dance kind of music, which is great fun. And normally, even during one of Ron's weeks, we get to play a bit of international music as well for international folk dancing.
So what sort of music would that be?
What, the international stuff? It's stuff that might come from the Balkans or Italy or perhaps France.
Mm. And do you research the tunes? Is that your job?
I have done a little bit of research with a couple called David and Catherine Wright, who collected some music in the Midlands and shared that music with me, so that I went through the music and arranged it and played it for them, and they put dancers to some of the music. Mm. So I've done a little bit, but that's not really the kind of thing that I do.
No. So what's the best dance you've done? What's the most ideal scenario? What do you really like doing?
I've done so many that it's really hard to give you a straight answer on that. Just the kind of thing that we're doing here is just what I enjoy doing. It's a lovely set of people. We also have the great advantage that we see them several times, several days running. And when you see a group for several days running, they begin to understand, they begin to listen better to the music. And that means that we can change the music to respond to what they're doing, or indeed make them do things. And one of my greatest pleasures is when I can do things within the music and the dancers on the floor respond to it